This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. It's time again for the 6th annual Star News Wilmington Theater Awards. For some, this is the most exciting theater event of the year, and not necessarily just because of the awards. It's a rare opportunity when theater makers and lovers come together to celebrate the art. Each year, a different actor has directed the Theater Awards. This year, it's a team, the musical theater couple Jason Acock and Heather Setzler. As the directors, they don't get to pick the winners, which is a good thing since they're both nominated for an award this year. They do get creative control over the awards ceremony, which is really a show in itself.
We are trying to kind of playing homage to the past 5 years of awards. So our opening number will have a little bit of a send up to the prior host of the award. And I think just kind of the feel that we went into this whole planning with was to just celebrate theater. And I know that's probably what every host goes into thinking about. But we really tried to think of different kind of funny things that we can add into the show that celebrate other people. It's really about the entire theater community.
I think this is the one time a year that we can really get everybody all together, or almost everybody all together. And so the more we can do to celebrate that. And so we've got quite a few things that hopefully will help do so, just with some of the segments we've got planned. It's exciting.
Yeah. Another thing that we did was really thought very hard about the people who are presenting the awards and trying to branch out outside of even theater. So we have representatives from like the Dreams organization and Opera Wilmington, the Wilmington School of Ballet, things like that to, again, just celebrate not just theater, but arts in our community as well.
I'm excited to see the performances, you know, to get to see things that I wasn't able to see. I wasn't able to see Beauty and the Beast, but right. I heard lots of really cool, interesting things about it. So I'm glad to be able to get to see at least a little bit of that.
Yes, the Best Play Award category, that one I think is going to be super cool.
I mean, we've got The Tempest, which was put on by Dramtree. Not only Beauty and the Beast, which I mentioned, but Measure for Measure, which was done in protest of HB2. Then you have Death of a Salesman that Thalian Association did, and The Real Inspector Hound, which was done by Big Dog. So you've got five very different plays.
And all with really super strong critical kind of messages, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Except Real Inspector Hound's the one that makes you laugh, but the rest of them are just really heady and really big productions of plays.
In addition to scenes from Best Play nominees, a musical number from each of the five nominated musicals will be performed. That's a song and dance from Spamalot, Big Fish, Rock of Ages, The Fantastics, and Memphis.
We are doing our best to make it enjoyable not only to theater people, but in the past years, I've been actually impressed that so many theater goers, they also want to come be a part of the show as well, to see who wins, to see a number that they saw back the summer or last year.
Yeah, you get to see pieces of 10 shows. So that's a night out at the theater. It's a neat night for everyone.
Mm-hmm. That was Heather Setzler and Jason Acock, the directors of the 6th annual Star News Wilmington Theater Awards. The only award winner we know about is Denise McDonnell, who will receive the Layla Thompson Award for Enduring Contribution to Wilmington Theater. The show is this Thursday night, with the red carpet rolling out at 6 o'clock and the show kicking off at 7:30 at Thalian Hall. For details, visit whqr.org.